I like principle. I like to live by principle. I like to talk about principle. I like to use principle because principle functions. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a little bit of talking about principle. How many of us really use the principle wisely like we can? Ellen was telling me that she went to the doctor the other day, and the doctor was checking on some prescriptions and so forth, and they said, whoops, and she said, what's the matter? And they said, the computer's down, and so the great healer Ellen, instead of reaching her hand over and laying it on the healer, on the computer and saying, you're whole and perfect, she just said, okay, we'll plan it for another day. And this is what we all do. We all have the opportunity to exercise our awareness of the wholeness that we are within us, if that is what we are within us. Are you whole in you? Are you your ideal, original purity in you? Are you those things in you? Well, you know, we just don't demonstrate that. We don't stand up by that. We're afraid that if it doesn't work, people think we're silly. Well, no. Do you think that a little boy would think that his mother was silly when his mother says, sweetheart, you're whole and perfect, and lays his hands on, you're whole and perfect. Everything is in divine order now. You just go right ahead and you're whole and perfect. Now, and maybe the kid wasn't whole and perfect. Maybe he didn't get that awareness that his mother was sharing with him. But if his mother always does this and always does it, pretty soon people are going to start expecting that what she does works. That when she puts her hand on people and says, you're whole and perfect, they're whole and perfect. Or even if she doesn't put her hand on him, and she says, oh, grandma just called from Mexico, and she's having a trip down there, a nice cruise on the Ostrand, the liner, and just having a wonderful time, but she had a stomachache. And she called me on the phone, she says, sweetheart, I got a stomachache. And her daughter said, Mom, you don't call me and say you have a stomachache. You just call and say, sweetheart, will you give me a treatment? And I will say, yes, I'll give you a treatment. And I don't need to know why. Because the principle works whenever we put it into motion. That you know is enough. Now, I know the principle works. And I'm merely, you come to me and you say, my car doesn't run, my car doesn't run. I say, well, that's nice. And you say, well, what am I going to do about it? I say, well, you want me to give a treatment to your car? Yes, would you please? Well, bring it over here to the gas pump, and we'll fill her up. And so you take it to the gas pump and fill it up, and lo and behold, the car works. Because the treatment that you're working with, the principle that you're working with, works. Now, a car that doesn't have gas in it, generally speaking, does not run. It does not operate, and it's just so silly. But that's how principle works. Principle is just a matter of going and getting it and doing it and getting it from your inner awareness, from your consciousness, from who you are. It functions. Now, does it function for you? Does it function for you? And would you say, did you ever say to your children, you're whole and perfect?
Yes.
And they were not demonstrating that wholeness and perfection at the moment, but you say they're whole and perfect. Mom, can't you see I got a problem? Yes, but sweetheart, let's concentrate on the wholeness and perfection. Let's concentrate on the reality of who we are. Let's concentrate on using the principle and using it intelligently and using the principle wisely and using it to our benefit, you know. Wouldn't it be nice to be whole and perfect? Yes, well then start saying, I'm whole and perfect, because you're putting a new cause in motion. You're buying the proper octane gasoline for your vehicle. And the proper octane gasoline is, I don't got. The proper octane gasoline is, I have.
I am.
I have the perfect gas for my car. I have the perfect octane. Now, you can have a higher octane in your car, and your car will operate, but it'll operate perhaps a little different, and it won't need it. It won't need it. But if you have too low an octane for a high compression car, then you'll develop a problem. And you develop a problem because it isn't designed for that. So, what sort of principle are you designed for? Are you designed for the principle that says all is in divine order? Are you designed for the principle that says I am in charge of my life? I am the master of my world? Is that the kind of principle you're in charge of? Think about it. How much guts do you have believing in your principle that you would say I'm whole and perfect when you're not? How much guts do you have believing in the principle that you would go to a little child who had fallen down and hurt themselves and you'd say, there, everything's okay. And they look up at you with trusting eyes and say, you know something I don't, you know? And you say, it's all okay now. Now, kiss the scratch and it's all okay now, go play, you know? And redivert their attention to playing and they forget about the hurt. It's the way the principle works. Now, do you want to use the principle? If you want to use the principle, then put it in motion. And don't feel so strange that you might reach your hand out. But we don't teach healing by laying out of hands, but it's just a symbol that we're playing with, and symbols are okay. So you just reach out your hand. You say, where's your offending computer? This one here isn't working. And this one isn't working. And this one, okay. You're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. Now, they should all function perfectly. And then, of course, you say they should, then you don't believe it either. But you just say, all is in divine order. Now, they function. Now, turn on the electricity. But really, if you expect it to work, they'll expect it to work too, and they'll sit down there expecting it to work instead of expecting it not to work. It's just like Daniel. He sat down at my Apple computer, and Daniel has a thing about apples. He doesn't want to learn them, and if he would put his attention to it, he'd learn them faster than anybody else because he's such a genius. Well, his lady friend, Glenda, works on apples. And so he said, Glenda, how does this work? How does this work? And so she goes over and she shows him. Now, he's the genius. And she's just a computer operator and just enjoying her job. But she works with apples. And so she's not afraid of him. And he's afraid of him. And the minute he stops being afraid of him, he'll add that to his life. And then he will open up a whole new avenue of income for himself working with people who have Apple computers because he's not afraid of them. But you see, that's what we are. When we're afraid of them, then we press the wrong button all the time. But when we're confident, we press the right buttons all the time. So put into practice the principle for yourself today and watch how miracles come your way. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.